The Aged Care Royal Commission resumes today with a hearing into the response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Commission says it doesn't have the time or the resources to conduct a full inquiry into the impact of COVID-19, nor is it going to specifically examine the deadly outbreak in Victorian aged care homes. However, as Rachel Mealy reports, families of aged care residents believe earlier outbreaks at two Sydney nursing homes had given the industry plenty of warning about what needed to be done.
It's been almost 3 months since 93-year-old aged care resident Alice Bacon became the 100th Australian to die from COVID-19. She'd been living at Newmarch House in Sydney's West, which was then the centre of the country's worst aged care coronavirus outbreak. Her daughter Mary Watson now wonders why so many other families since then have had to endure the same grief.
I thought Newmarch, like living through that, was a nightmare, and I would never wish it on anybody, and it's been wished on, oh my God, how many people. And I really think a lot of it could have been prevented by good management and a proper, you know, disaster plan or pandemic plan.
The Aged Care Royal Commission is now examining how well prepared the industry was for the pandemic, although it cautions it doesn't have the time or resources to conduct a full inquiry into the impact of COVID-19. With tragedy now unfolding in Victorian aged care centres, Mary Watson has made a submission to the Commission and says authorities missed an opportunity to learn from the earlier New South Wales infections.
It just seems like there was no forethought in any regard. Like they were just band-aiding. Every time a problem came along, they threw a band-aid at it, and the band-aid just kept peeling off. That's how it seemed to me.
The Royal Commission is not going to specifically examine the outbreak in more than 100 Victorian aged care homes, saying it'd be an unnecessary distraction for those working hard to respond to the crisis and would cause additional distress for the families. Branka Lyons is among them. Her 90-year-old dad and 82-year-old mum lived at one of the hardest hit centres, the St Basil's Home in Melbourne's north, and both caught COVID-19.
I was feeling positive about St Basil's because of the disaster in Newmart and everything else that was heard around the world. So I was hoping that they would be prepared, and I really felt confident that it wasn't going to reach St Basil's. That was my thought.
But she says infection control procedures weren't boosted enough before the first positive case was recorded.
Once COVID hit St Basil's, that's when my mum was communicating to me that there were staff wearing masks, but I don't know if that was everybody.
With more than 1,700 active cases now linked to aged care homes and the death toll rising, all states have agreed to create emergency response units in a bid to prevent a repeat of the heartbreak already experienced by so many families.
Rachel Mealy reporting.